actually ideas, because I want us to think of that for the whole of the year. And then the first half of the year, the whole of the year, I want to think of this. Nothing to do with us. Our bows and our arrows and our swords. So, I've named this session, this sermon, What Does the Lord Have in Store for You 2023? So, what I had was Jeremiah 29, verse 11. So, if you can get that from me, if somebody could read that for me. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. That's what I had in my mind. The Tony's one actually just hit the spot as well. If somebody could read that for me, please. Don't all rush at once.
There it is.
Based on that psalm that from the world, bread of earth. So we are talking about waiting, but it's an active waiting, it's not passive. And we need to be doing something while we're waiting through this 12 months of 2023, what the Lord has in store for us. Then in March, Philip said another message, reflections on letting go. And he told a story about this guy who just went to the edge of a cliff and he's falling off. And he asked, "Help, help, can anyone help me?" And then there's a voice that came up and said, "Yes, I can help you." And to cut the story short, he said, "What you need to do, you need to let go. You need to trust and let go." And the guy said, "Is anyone else up there?" So we had a number of messages, and in her message, Philip talked about how the Lord had guided this particular church. And she said, 1874, the church was built up on the high street. 1958, Merston Baptist Church was rebuilt right there in Bergen Bay. 1988, this hall was built. 2013, the old building was demolished. And she went through a series of events in this church, and she was trying to tell us not to be disheartened, but to look at the history of how the Lord has guided us. She went right back to the point where in 2020, Pastor Brian was about to leave. So she's talking about history. And she also went to Genesis, where Abraham was told to leave and go, just trust and leave and go. In Genesis 42 to 43, where Joseph had a hand in guiding Israel to come to Egypt and that whole process with the famine. And also in Exodus, when Moses is listening to the Lord and trusting him and following his guidance. So you see, it's a common theme. Finally, she did one in August, remember the Lord. And she asked, are we aware of God's presence in our daily life? Are we aware? Are we listening? She said. God speaks to us, but are we listening? Is there a relationship? And she had a parallel. She said, God was speaking to Moses. God was also using Moses to speak to Pharaoh. But was Pharaoh listening? And she talked about the 10 plagues and said, he was listening, so God hardened his heart. And she asked the question, are you listening to what God is asking you to do? Or are you going to wait for God to harden your heart as well? What does all this mean? In all of these points, there is trust. We have to trust. If we go back to the first one, which is saying about that passive waiting or the active waiting, it's trust. We have to trust. And the reason why Tony's message clicked with me is about trust. Yeah. So we are going to 2023. We can't trust in our own strength. And the evidence that Philip said brought and the evidence that from before is about trust. Back on the one with reflections on letting go and the man at the cliff edge and not wanting to let go. We're not going to want to let go if we're holding on to our own stuff. So I'm encouraging us in 2023 to let go. Also, in the final one, she's saying, are we listening? Are we listening to what God is saying to us? Are we building a relationship like a friend or a spouse where you're constantly communicating and you're listening? Are we listening or are we going to wait until God hardens our heart? Because we're not listening, we're doing our own thing. So as I said, these things really got sparked after I heard Amy's message about hope. And when we think about New Year, we always think about hope, hope for the future. But I want to take a step more than just that hope, but into trust. So we're going to hope, of course, But for 2023, we're going to trust. So in construction and real estate, particularly real estate, let's say three things are important. Location, location, location. That's what's important. And I want us to say, in 2023, three things are important. Trust.